Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We'll be talking about today an issue that I believe every child of God, every believer, every Christian, every patriot, every conservative needs to understand and recognize what God's Word tells us in relationship to the day in which we're living. We're calling the broadcast today, Standing Courageously. Standing courageously. And I believe that's what God would have us to do. And I'm basing that on Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 12 and following, where the scripture says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And then the Apostle Paul, which is the human author of the Ephesian text, Paul says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, stand. Standing therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness," etc. The major thing that I see in the text is to recognize that we're in a major demonic battle today in America and, yes, around the globe. And that's as a result of the man-made, Fauci-created pathogen called COVID that's gripping the entire world, that's being utilized by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates, and others that have been looking forward to a eugenics program to relieve the world of approximately 1 billion people. That's the number that Bill Gates says that we're overpopulated in America. And that's the design purpose of COVID-19. Regardless of what you have heard others have said, we need to understand and come to grips with truth of what God says. And the first thing that is outlined here in the text about the whole armor of God is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the truth book. That's the Word of God. God's Word says, as Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then further, the Lord Jesus himself points to the Word of God and says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to recognize and need to understand should be the controlling factor in our lives. The things that we're faced with in society today, causing more and more people to deflect the truth, to reject the truth, to deny the truth, and to not tell the truth in relationship to the pathogen called COVID-19. It is a demonically evil, wicked, deadly pathogen that's already killed some 4 million plus around the globe, and hundreds of thousands in America. And we have today thousands upon thousands that are suffering with it as a result of the love of money. Yes, that's the root. That's the cause. That's the factor behind the creation of, and don't you dare misunderstand me, this pathogen is man-made. It is a created pathogen. It's an impossibility for that to come together without it being spliced and put together with the purpose of creating a pathogen that can be aerosol, that is, by your breath, transmitted. We're watching the end result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is the factor that we need to talk about and understand. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. senator that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth, DeMint stated. He said the truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only, hear me, this is what former Senator Jim DeMint said. The Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And then he goes further in talking about the former senator explained the obvious. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian churches. This is the reason I always go back to the famous saying, as I call it, by Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you today, ladies and gentlemen, that you do that. I challenge you to stand on the truth. Don't allow anyone to defraud you in any fashion or deny you the fact that you can stand on the truth of the Word of God without fault and without failure, simply standing, believing what God's Word says. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the broadcast today is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those looking to own and operate your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of generators, ladies and gentlemen. Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. You can find that U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flag, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say, first of all, thank you for your prayers that have gone up across America for our family and for those in our church family and those that have been stricken with COVID-19, and especially for those that have been praying fervently and diligently for our son that's in a hospital in ICU in Virginia. Keep praying. God's still on the throne. God still is in control. God is still creator controller. God is still sovereign. And we can't ever, ever, ever fail to recognize that God is God and man is not. And we need to look to him. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about standing courageously. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What we want to do today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to pick your brain. Where are you on this subject of the COVID mandates? Where are you on this subject of the forced vaccination? I'm going to read you several articles today, portions of them on this broadcast, so that you can get a little small bird's eye view of what's happening on a national basis, and yea, even a global basis, with this Fauci, Emperor Fauci, King Uzziah Fauci, and his desire to carry out the task of holding hands with Bill Gates, the eugenics of America, eugenist of America, that's wanting to destroy lives in order to, as he says it, relieve the earth of the number of people that's destroying the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very dark, dangerous America today. In fact, let me say this. We live in a totally different world today than 2 years ago. My wife recently said it's as though you go to sleep and wake up and America's dead. And I believe we're watching the life throes, death throes of a nation that once was. And I don't have an answer. I don't sit here and proclaim that I have an answer. I can tell you that God is still on the throne. I can tell you that God is going to ultimately have his way. But I can tell you that based on the trajectory that we're in today, that we're watching the death of America. We're watching an insane administration. We're watching a cognitively depleted human being carrying the badge of United States president that's allowing others to make decisions that's destroying our constitutional republic, destroying your freedom and mine, destroying life, liberty, and the future of America as a result of their desire to have a globalist agenda, their desire to overthrow America and to bring in that which is known in the Communist Party to build back better. Ladies and gentlemen, we shouldn't be surprised. We should not. Why shouldn't we be surprised? Because God's word has already informed us exactly what to expect in the last days. Exactly what to expect in the last days. In fact, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse, it is very, very clear what the Bible says can be expected in these last days. In the text that we're speaking about in that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, says, perilous times shall come. Perilous. That word, when you examine it in the Greek text, which is the original text of the New Testament, you'll find that word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult. And I believe we're seeing that today more than in the history of the world. Dark, devastating, difficult days. And that's where we go to realize God's word made this directive. Hundreds of thousands of people have read it. Millions of people have believed it. And we recognize today that as a result of God's word saying it, that settles it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church. The rapturus. It's a Latin term. You won't find the word rapture in the New Testament. Many remonstrate against it because they don't find the word there. But the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, that there's going to be a sudden seizure, a sudden snatching away, where the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, shall be raptured out. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture. Listen very carefully. There's not a sign, there's not an event, eschatological event, recorded in the scripture, in the future context, that must take place before the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church could happen before this broadcast is over. The rapture of the church could happen before I finish this next sentence. The rapture of the church could happen before sundown today. The rapture of the church is just as sure as the fact that I'm sitting here at this microphone today. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. And following the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen, the 7 years of tribulation, God's word calls it the wrath of God. The word wrath means thumos. It's the white hot anger of God. They'll be poured out upon a society that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. The 7 years of tribulation is God bringing about judgment upon a world that's rejected His Son, Jesus Christ. It's God's wrath, thumos, anger, that says that I'm going to have the final say-so, and I'm going to judge the world because of the world rejecting my Son. Ladies and gentlemen, before the rapture of the church, though, God tells us that there'll be a great falling away, an apostasy. It is that which the Bible records in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 1st verse. Now the Spirit speaketh, speaking of the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressly, that means clearly, that in the latter times some shall depart. That literally means to fall away from, to leave, depart from the faith, giving heed, that is giving attention to seducing spirits, giving attention to, devoted to evil, wicked spirits and doctrines, that is teachings of demons. And it goes further, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of that which will take place after the rapture of the church, seeing the departing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. COVID may have brought about the falling away that we're seeing today exponentially. But the falling away had started long before COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, long before the government said the churches must close, we saw the falling away from the churches. So it's the falling away, the apostasy from the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the falling away from believing in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And then, ladies and gentlemen, according to the scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, 10, and 11, it's very, very clear that even him who's coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, talking about the Antichrist, with all deceivableness and unrighteousness to them that perish because they receive not the love that love of the truth, hear that, did not receive the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, and they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching two things. We're watching the preparation for the rapture of the church. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the apostasy, the falling away. We're watching the great delusion that's taking place. And if you don't believe there's a great delusion, all you got to do is listen to the mumbling of Joe Biden. If you don't believe there's a great delusion, listen to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and others. There's a great delusion in America today. If you don't believe there's a delusion on a global basis, then simply close your ears, put your head in the sand as an ostrich, forget things are happening. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching it take place today as though we're watching a video of things to come. And that's exactly what God is allowing us to see it. The question is, how shall we live? What shall we do? In Ezekiel 33:10, Ezekiel asked the question, how shall we then live? That's the question you need to ask and answer. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
You know, as I've discussed such things as you're discussing this morning, I've had folks say, hey, you're scaring folks, or you're looking for the coming of an Antichrist, and that's perverted. And I don't get it, because, you know, I see in that Second Thessalonians text a clear set of things we ought to be looking for, you know, and when we see a falling away, we should expect to soon thereafter see the revealing of this man of sin. But it's not the man of sin that I'm looking for, but the Redeemer, the Savior, the rapture, and the second advent. That's what I'm looking for. And that fits from my perspective in what Paul had to say in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, henceforth laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. And how do people get that so perverted? I mean, is it people that either don't know their scripture, or they're afraid of what it has to say about eschatological events? Or, I mean, because I can't connect those two. I can't rationalize a Christian that doesn't want to talk about what the scripture has to say about those last days and the things that we ought to be looking for. And we're seeing the fig tree bloom right now. We're seeing the sprouts come out, and we don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, next year, next decade, but it's coming to fruition. We're kind of seeing all the things line up that are necessary for eschatological events to kick into high gear.
Absolutely. And when we see what is happening, and I don't know, Greg, and I can just elaborate a little further on what you said. I don't know how the average individual can survive today without a relationship with Jesus Christ. Life and living in the world is tough enough, but without faith in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, without depending upon His Word, I don't see how they survive. Going through things like COVID, going through normal illness is bad enough, but going through the demonic, man-made, created out of the pits of hell, as I've called it, this COVID virus, I don't see how a person can face life without a relationship to Jesus Christ. When I look at, to Greg, I'm looking at an article from Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver. So Liberty Counsel is looking at some of the country's largest corporations in the nation as we fight for religious freedom and the right to decide what goes in your body. At one hospital that employs 23,000 people, more than 80% refused the shot. At another hospital, 14,000 of the staff members, 66% of the staff, refused the shots. And Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel goes on to say, we just sent the CEO and attorney of one of the nation's largest corporations will be reading our legal letter demanding the company comply with federal and state law and provide religious accommodations for employees facing vaccine mandates. And it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And I've got dozens of articles from Liberty Counsel Matt Staver where they talk about the thousands upon thousands. In fact, their newsletter said tens of thousands have called them, have written them, pleaded with them to intervene because of these mandates. Now, with that going on, nurses, in fact, one hospital in Texas, two nurses committed suicide because of being laughed at and mocked by their professional proteges because they'd refused to take the vaccination, committed suicide. We're watching major, major, major cataclysmic things coming together in America. And as we see that, Greg, as you and I have been talking, we should recognize the hand of God, that we're seeing the birth pangs, as is talked about in the scripture, that is getting closer and closer together, where it's as though the earth is actually in pain, waiting for deliverance from the evil, wicked that is taking place today. How do you respond to those few words in relationship to that, Greg?
I had a wonderful conversation, a very good friend of mine, much brighter than I'll ever be. This is a guy that, you know, he has the street sense, but he has so many letters poured out behind his name, it looks like, you know, alphabet soup was spilled behind the man's name. He's an engineer. He manages a company that operates on four continents. They're in the automobile manufacturing area. And we started discussing some of the craziness, you know, how, you know, even restaurants that are offering the $15 an hour, $17 an hour, $20 an hour having a hard time getting employees to come in. And of course, you see all the federal programs and the state programs, the local programs that are paying people to sit at home and do nothing. And, you know, how there's a constant a push and prod and things that don't make sense. He said, Greg, some of these things I can see. I can follow the money and find the truth. You know, that's an old truism. You want to, you know, find the truth in D.C., follow the money. Certain things you can follow the money and find the truth. I mean, you look at the pharmaceutical industry and the hundreds of billions of dollars they're making right now, raking in right now. Okay, so we find some truth with that. But a lot of stuff, you go, it doesn't make any sense. I can't follow the money and find the truth. I said, well, here's another truism. I said, those things that are destructive, you know, people not wanting to go back to work and the implosion of business and the shutdowns and this and that, the other thing, that money doesn't connect it. Understand that under Fabian socialism, they believe that you destroy the world in order to rebuild it, to remake it closer to the heart's desire. Look up the words Fabian socialism or the Fabian society. You'll see that that's the case. Under the Columbia professors Cloward and Piven, under the Cloward and Piven strategy, it's overload the system and collapse it in order to rebuild it. So as you think, you know, these Democrats have lost their mind. They haven't lost their mind. They intend to destroy and intend to collapse the system and rebuild it the way they want it. Folks like AOC presume themselves to be the next generation of oligarchs. They'll control everything, you know, because she's a genius. You know, she has her Boston University degree. She can't balance a checkbook, but she's got a Boston University degree, all right? So that from an earthly perspective, that's what drives a lot of these socialist Democrats. But from a spiritual perspective, Satan and every demon from the pits of hell, they want to see utter chaos, mm-hmm. utter chaos. No unity amongst this at all, but complete chaos. A house divided cannot stand. They want to see that chaos. Now, keep in mind, when the demonic savior of the universe comes onto the scene, he will be received much like, and this is not to twist or pervert socialism and Nazism and fascism, but Adolf Hitler was received by so many people. I mean, he had an election in which 90% voted for him, or at least that's what they say. But my point is, the Antichrist will be received with open arms because the Antichrist will promise, "I will fix this for you. I will fix this for you." Do Democrats believe that they're supporting the rise of the Antichrist or the 12th Imam or whatever you want to call it? They don't. They'd never acknowledge that. But that's exactly what they're doing right now today. So from a macro level, these things make sense and they fit perfectly with what we see in the Scripture.
Absolutely. And that's what I talk about and what the Scripture talks about in 2 Thessalonians about the great delusion. Greg, hold your thought there for a moment. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. And by the way, for the general listeners to understand, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the number of times you filled in for me in my absence, and you've taken the microphone in hand, and you've carried out Let's Face the Issues with professionalism and with the godly wisdom. Thank you so much, Pastor Davis, for doing that.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, Dr. Youngblood. I mean, I'm always here for you at any time because I appreciate how you have poured into my life. And I thank God for you. I tell the world everywhere I go about, you know, the great man of God that you are. And I encourage them to listen to this program if they really want to know the truth. And getting yes. over to my comment, I thank God for you and Brother Greg as well, because I think just to answer some of what Brother Greg said a while ago about why Christians, why are they, you know, responding, you know, to the things that we have seen, the way that they are responding. And I believe a big part of that problem, Dr. Youngblood, is because they are operating according to the flesh.
Yes.
They are not connected to God in a spiritual walk. The only way that we can understand what we are seeing, we have to have spiritual eyes and spiritual ears and spiritual hearts that can understand what the scripture is saying. Now, I believe on one of the other programs that you and I did, you gave a number, a percentage of how many Bible-believing Christians there are in the world. For me, that number should be 100%. It shouldn't be 50%, 40%, 30%. It should be 100% if you are a Christian, if you are a believer, because we need to know that there are no lies. The Bible is the only book in the whole world that doesn't have any lies in it. God doesn't have any reason to tell us lies because he doesn't want to trap us. He wants to give us what is good. But he spoke out prophetically, and I'm just going to read this just for a minute, over in the book of Revelation chapter 18, and I know that this refers to a future text as well, but I take it to be for right now. He said in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, he said, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities." I feel that God is still telling the church today, the real called out ones, the chosen, the baptized believers, those who have been blood washed, God is calling out to us on today to come out of this world of sin, come out of that fleshly mindset, come over on the Lord's side where you should be so that you could get what it is that God has for you. Because as you said before, this world is on the way going down. But while we are here, I don't believe that God is going to allow his people to go through, not the true believers, to go through the things that the world has set, how they have planned that they want this thing to be, that their lives will not be productive lives according to his word. So what we have to do is trust in God fully, believe in the truth, because if you don't believe in the truth, then you are going down with the rest of, with the rest of the world. That's all I have to say today. Thank you.
Brother, that was well stated. I am so thankful that you took time today to call in and share that with our listeners. And I pray that our listeners are tuned in today, listening up in the realization of the recognition. This is not a broadcast to bring about fear. This is the broadcast to bring about and deepen faith in everyone under the sound of my voice. Brother Davis, thank you so much and have a blessed day. Greg, if you
thank
would,
you,
make a comment. We've got about 30 seconds before the top of the hour news break. Let's take a moment and let you have that time, and then hang in there if you would, and we'll continue the conversation after the news break.
This is a fantastic time. Matter of fact, I was going through some of the troubles of the world a couple of years back with my pastor in East Tennessee, and I said, you know, basically it was almost a woe is me moment. And he said, isn't it a wonderful time to be serving the Lord? And that's what every believer ought to recognize today. As we see these things just come into full clarity, it is a wonderful time to be serving the Lord.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour news break for about 1 minute. But hang in there. Don't turn you down. We're talking about today standing courageously. That's what the Bible calls on every Christian to do, is having done all. That's putting on the whole armor of God. Having done all, then we're to stand. It means dig in your heels and don't run, don't hide, and don't be fearful, but stand. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.